Generator problems have meant ongoing power outages for Tulik Sac over the past month. Lack of electricity to operate freezers means many people have already lost their summer subsistence harvest, and the problem is expected to continue into early next week. For one resident, living in Tulik Sac is like living at a giant fish camp.
You know, when you're living out in a fish camp, you have to have a generator, or some people would bring a generator.
Angela Alexi hears the motors of generators running day and night in the Lower Kuskokwim community. The power has been out for about a week. Earlier in July, it was out for another week. Alexi's generator is small and can only run a few appliances at a time. She has to buy more diesel every day to fuel it, and it's not big enough to run her stove or her freezer.
I had to take some of my fish out and take it over to my parents' freezer before I lost everything.
Her dry fish should be fine. She's whipped her salmon berries into a gudeg to prolong them, but Alexi has not been able to save everything.
All my half-dried fish, the zamakhluk, that I had to feed to the dogs.
Alexi has lost about a quarter of her subsistence fish. That food is shared among four families.
My parents, me, and my two other sisters.
She's hoping for a strong silver salmon run to help replace what was lost. However, the drying weather in August is not expected to be as good as it was earlier in the summer. In Tulik Sac, not every home has a generator. Alexi's parents bought hers 2 years ago after another week-long power outage wiped out her fall and winter subsistence catch. Multi-day power outages are a frequent problem in the community, and residents have become frustrated with the inconvenience and cost.
Here and there, there's more generators over here in the village.
The Tulik Sac Native community operates the power plant. Parts for the broken generator are expected to arrive in Anchorage on Monday. Reporting in Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.